plastic.
Welcome to another edition Outside the Pizza Box. You're tuned into Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, and 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. Caw-caw! And we're, hey, hang in there. Don't have anybody get mad at Jason or anything. He's been working hard, and we got a little bit of issues here. Some technical difficulties. No music? Oh, dear. Well, no problem, because this show is... I guess this show is all about lowered expectations, fueled by ignorance and terror. And again, we saw that to start out with, let's face it, the Republican Party. I have a real hard time taking anybody seriously that says they're Republican. And not that I don't believe they, you know, believe strongly in all the stuff they're doing, but that would make them a fascist and a racist or a Nazi or a homophobe or... Yeah, man, that uber religious fanatic kind of stuff. And unfortunately, all this stuff that we see going on is just happening more and more often, right? We're still talking about the shooting in Uvalde. And I mean, come on, we've seen how bad it is now that like nearly 400 officers came to the scene at some point. And oh, I got to admit you in, Jason, I see it. So I can see you, and then I'm not so, like, naked. There we go. Yeah. So, and what's happened since then? Nothing but shootings all over the place. Cops getting killed by people. Cops killing unarmed black guys still. Right? Oh, take in the white guy. Go to Burger King first? Sure, sure. Nice job, kid. And I just saw this... just yesterday that Rittenhouse is, you know, got lawyers and he's going after LeBron James and other people that have defamed him, you know, because they made fun of him saying he was fake crying. Hell yeah, he was fake crying. Come on.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, come on.
And lowered expectations, brother. That's what the show is all about.
You can
expect him to probably get a bunch of money out of this because he must already, you know, bought too many bullets for the next round, I guess. What in the hell is wrong with this country and the state? That kid got away with murdering people. Oh, we looked at the film. Yeah, and you had that cracker judge up there. Man, that guy was awful. You can't talk about how he was hanging with... Oh, yeah, that's the other thing. You're going to sue him because, you know, he said that it was... Rittenhouse was influenced by, you know, white supremacy. Nah. You don't think that was part of it, huh? I mean, he doesn't really have a case, does he? This just disgusts me, man.
At what point are you responsible for making your own decisions, though?
Listen, it's all about being a white nationalist, man. Like that church that I drive by that says, you know, God is the author of freedom. Oh, no, not in America. See? You know, that's the wrong thing. You can't get to God anyway unless you go through Jesus, and he can't stand anything the Republican Party's doing right now. Guaranteed. Hatred. Letting people starve, letting people get sick, lying, cheating, murdering. This is an awful nation. And I've had people on Facebook, you know, oh, you know, I've been to like five other countries and, you know, it's still a lot better here. Well, you know, it depends, I guess, on which five countries you've been to, but it also depends a lot on what your skin tone is. Because my son and his family clearly think it's better in Mexico and South America than it is here for them. Yeah, I understand that totally. But my friend didn't, right? Man, I was searching people out that I haven't seen 30, 40 years since high school. Hey, I wonder what this guy's doing. We used to be on the same cross-country team. Sure enough, I find a couple of them, and I'm reading their stuff, and they're, oh, wow. They're kind of out there, I'm thinking. So, yeah, man, doesn't have anything to do with climate change, I said, you know. Rest in peace, Lake Mead. Forests burning everywhere. Hey, how about, you know, France and Italy? Fires on both sides of the river. Animals running everywhere. Record temperatures, blazing hot stuff, killing thousands of people in Europe. And here in Wisconsin, I was like, wow. Now I know I'm part of the center of the universe. Everywhere else, it sucks. And Wisconsin's weather was just awesome. Till I walked out the door this morning and I was like, yeah. I mean, it was like just a few minutes after 5 in the morning. And it was 77 degrees, something like that. I'm like, damn. No wonder I can't breathe.
Yeah, we were talking about that at home, you know, my wife and I, too, because even talking to people who live not that far away, hours away, and they were having extreme weather and heat and other stuff, and we're like, well, here it's actually pretty nice. I don't know what's going on.
Are you kidding me? The nice breeze everywhere here. I went. Yeah. I put out a video this week when I was at the Capitol feeding the squirrels and birds and stuff. I had this squirrel coming up, and I was actually sticking the almond right in her mouth. Kept coming back. What a little sweetie.
Maybe it's some of your good juju that you're putting out there that's protecting us right here. It's like you're...
Oh, that's it, man. You know? 1961, I was born in Madison. And everybody write down 1961 that's listening, all three of you. By the way, if you want to call in, 844-967-2789. But if you turn 1961 upside down, it's still 1961. Kind of a yin-yang thing I got, both sides of it.
I'm just saying, you've been putting out positive energy into the world and climate, about the climate, about nature, ever since I've known you and way before that. So maybe there's some power in that.
I don't know if I'd actually call it positive, because so much of it is negative. Remember that one guy called in? God, everything you say is just...
Yeah, but you're...
Well, hey, I'm trying to save the planet and the butterflies and the birds, and other people are starting to notice it, right?
But
hey, where are the fireflies? Where's the crickets?
But you're coming from a positive place. Like your intentions are save, respect the planet, respect nature. So regardless of sometimes if the message comes from a little negative point of view, the core of the message is still the same. So that's how I look at it.
Well, I just know that I really enjoy getting up, living and loving every single day that I have. You said we got somebody on the phone?
Yeah, I haven't screened him yet, but I know he's a regular. So Wisco Paul, I think he's ready to go if you want to bring him on.
Wisco Paul, have you seen any monarch butterflies? There's a lot of them just recently.
I haven't seen too many. We've got more milkweed where I live now, so I'm hoping I see more. But I guess they're going to put them on the endangered species list, which is sad. But I just, hey, thanks for talking about climate change, because this is all we have, pizza. Unless, you, like you said before, we're wealthy and we can get lifted up into the sky by...
You can't run from this, Paul. They cannot run from this, and I won't run because this is the center of the universe. Did you see the 30-year projected climate change map in the United States?
Yeah, I looked at it a little bit. It's pretty spooky.
Yeah, well, if you don't like Illinois or Michigan, you don't have to worry. They're gone. It's like in 2050, Shark Week is going to be off the shores of Wisconsin. I mean...
Well, I get a little bit beside myself when people that tell me, oh, God's in charge. No, we're in charge. He put us, you know, if you believe there's a God, he put us in charge of this place to take care of it. And there's nowhere else to go. I just appreciate what you do and say about the climate. It's a big deal. So thanks a lot for that pizza box. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. Wow. Thanks for listening and calling. And no, you're wrong, man. We can live in space. They're finding things out there. That new telescope, it'll take us like a million years to get there. Let's do that during climate change. oh, I did see that Elon Musk, you know, pulled out, and now there's, you know,
frivolous lawsuits. Pulled out of purchasing Twitter, right? Is that what you're... Okay, okay.
Well, I don't even use Twitter.
You got to specify, man, when you're talking about Elon Musk and using certain terms.
Right, he's got 9 kids or whatever, and his dad has 7, so you're right.
I didn't mean to go there, but I was I wanted to clarify my own mind.
I'm glad it was you, not me.
Thank you.
Because I usually get called, I'm like lewd, rude, crude with an attitude, dude. So, and I don't care. I don't anymore. It's like, you said something stupid, so I'm going to not let you talk anymore. That's it. I'm done. Did it last week. Did it this week. I'll do it every single day. I don't care where it happens. I did it at, you know, standing in the coffee line the other day, and the guy's like, oh, we need more guns. And I was just like, I flexed, and I was like, I got 2 guns. And he laughed. But you know what? I think he got the idea that I'm not too worried about it, man. What I am afraid of is having a gun and the lethality of it all, right? No, I can't do it, man. I can't. Not yet. Not till I need to pry it from somebody's cold dead hands for trying to take me out. But it's going to get worse. Oh, no. But it is going to, you know, climate change will be beneficial tomorrow because it's going to go down to like, you know, 70s and 80s and down into the 50s and 60s at night again. Kind of normal. This is a hot week, man. And it wasn't hot here until what, yesterday? But today it was the humidity. And now when we get done, I'm cruising home to make sure that my tomatoes don't get taken out by hail. They're in baskets, so all I got to do is, like, put something over the top, right? Yeah. I don't want to lose any more tomatoes. This could be the last year for tomatoes. No?
Well, I mean, you know, tomatoes are they grow really easily, but they, you know, you got to get them.
They haven't been so easy over the last several years, man.
Okay.
It's been tough. They get, you know, they got the thing now where rain... Yep, rain splashes on the dirt, and there's like a reaction there and a bacteria that's, you know, beneficial to soil, but when it splashes up on your tomatoes, it kind of rots them. Well, it's not just that, no. It's like the little flowers that are on them, when they start turning into that little bud tomato, sometimes that flower stays on there too long, and then it, you know, causes the end rot there. There's all kinds of it. You know, too much water, not enough water, too much heat. But I'm babying him, man. I'm talking to him every single day. Is it time for break, but we don't get any music?
It is. I could sing for you, but I'd prefer not to.
Maybe next week.
We'll get it.
We'll be back in a little bit. Hey, that was quick. I see how you did that. I'd rather hear music before we come straight back. But yes, normalizing everything. And so getting back to my friend on Facebook, you know, and I told him, yeah, you know, my son and his family left because America's not as great as you think it is. And so his response was, well, you know, I've been to 5 other countries and this country's better than all of them. And I'm like, well, there's not very many countries to see in this world, right? Oh, dear. But the main thing I had to finally say, well, you know, it's easy for you and I since, you know, we have white skin, but my son and his family are. And he goes, well, my wife's, you know, not from America either, and she's trying to get her citizenship. And finally, I just had to say, dude, there's really not a debate about the racism in America, okay, from the start of our history to current time. It's always been there. So I'm a little bit frustrated at this point, and I'm like, you know, they don't have children and grandchildren to worry about. It's a lot different. I suppose you got 10 acres somewhere and, you know, you're away from the racist redneck crowd. You can do pretty good no matter who you are. Who we got up?
We got Gary from Sussex.
Gary. Haven't heard from Gary in a while. Nice to hear you. What's up, Gary?
Come on. I talked to you a couple of weeks ago.
Well, you sure it was a couple weeks ago? I think it was more like a couple months ago, man.
Pizza Box lives very full days, so days seems like longer than most days.
Right? Yeah.
And then you listen when I call up Earl or Matt or something like that, and you always make a comment a lot of times.
But sometimes, then, yeah. I have to counter it. It's like point, counterpoint, right? But I'm always civil with you because I believe you're a civil human being as well.
No, you're cool. I like listening to you, and I like your comments. Okay, so I got a question for you.
Awesome.
The professor, I think it's Bridges, I think her name is, was talking with Josh Hawley, and they were talking about transgender people. And she made a statement that you can be a male, trans into a female, and give birth. And when Josh Hawley said that he doesn't believe that's possible, then she called him transphobic. And because of you don't believe in these people and that they can't give birth, it causes them one in five to try to commit suicide. And this went on for like maybe 8 minutes back and forth. It was insane. It's like insane people on the left claiming that a man, just because he goes out and gets estrogen and puts some boobs on, can actually give birth and have a uterus, ovaries, and all that sort of stuff. So what is your point on that? I mean, do you think that she's a nutcase, or do you think that trans people can, from a man to a woman, can give birth?
Oh, I'll tell you what I do, man, is I let everybody be who they want to be, dude. That's what freedom is, okay? I'm not a doctor, and I doubt that anybody can get pregnant that, you know, has that change, but maybe they can. Maybe they can do, like, some in vitro kind of stuff. I have no idea, and I don't care, because those are issues that are meant to just make people not realize what the hell else is going on around us that's important, you know, and they pretend. The worst part about it, Gary, is that these guys like to pretend that it's their religion that makes them believe this. Yet, in their religion, they also know that nobody is, you know, completely free of sin. Even Jimmy Carter said that, right? And that, you know, we're all going to fall short of the throne, and there'll be that day. And I'm not really, you know, professing that because I think that's what people should believe. I thought that this country, church, state, separate, was meant to let people be free and be who they want to be. And transgender people aren't out murdering people. You know, they're not committing mass shootings. They're not running for office to take food away from poor people or healthcare or subsidize all these corporations, man. That's my target right now. You know what I mean?
Mike, I believe that that people who are, they're transgender or if they're homosexual, they have a right to live next door. I have, my cousin is a lesbian, and I love my cousin, you know. And the fact is, she has a right to live, and if somebody's go out and beat her up, take care of them, okay? But back to this professor. So then he was asking her questions about when do you believe a baby has worth? And she said, so he asked her, he says, the baby is born laying out there and the nurses are holding him. Does that baby have worth? And she hesitated and she said, yes. He said, okay, what about 5 minutes before this baby is born? Does this baby have worth? Well, I believe the mother has worth. He said, that's not what I asked you. I asked you, does the baby have worth? And she said, the mother has worth. He said, okay, the baby's half born. Does this baby have worth? No, the mother has worth. Well, now the baby's out completely. Now does the baby have worth? Yes, it does. Now, in your opinion, Mike, do you believe that a preborn baby at 9 months, 8.5 months in the womb has worth and it should not be aborted, even if the mother said, well, it's my body, or just give birth and give it up for adoption? I mean, well, what would you do? You know,
hey, thanks, Gary. You know what I think? I think I don't know either of the people. I mean, I know who Josh Hawley is. He's now the spokesman for the new Nike shoe called Air Coward.
Yeah, he's a former track star, right?
Yeah, pretty slow. 7.2 in the 40. My brother Steve was really fast. He would run at 6.7 in the 60 and got blown out by a couple Olympic guys that were from Milwaukee at the time. Hey, I don't know. To say that that person is on the left and that you want me to, like, claim that that's, you know, what, somehow connected to me or affiliated with me? That's why I hate this, you know, right, left, blue, red, Packers, Vikings, Lions, Bears. Oh, my. I mean, I'm not going to get divided by all this crap. Jeez. I know human beings. I know nature. I don't want to be a part of all the... this, what, sensationalized, really bogus, like, reality TV stuff that's going on the street everywhere. But who said that person was from the left? Sounds like she came from some loony bin. You know, there's loonies everywhere, right? We have mental health issues and stuff. But this is all stuff meant to... I wouldn't even watch that. I'd turn it off.
Those details sound a little mixed up there to me. I mean,
I'm not even familiar with it, and I don't give a damn, right? Because that is not an issue that is affecting millions and millions of people, billions of people on this planet.
You know, one other quick thing following up that stuff is, you know, pizza. We got lots of problems. Do we need to be? And I don't think what I didn't hear the parts I was screening call, but about aborting pregnancy at 8.5 months. I mean, I don't think they let you really do that.
And I don't even know if any. This is just like throwing stuff. I'll call it something else and wanting it to stick on the wall. Spaghetti, like the lasagna noodles I made yesterday again. A huge batch of lasagna for just me and mom, right? And I showed her, and she's like, "Oh."
Wait a minute, why didn't I get an invite for that lasagna?
I posted the picture of it. You know, you could have said bring me one in tomorrow, and I would have. There's like, you know, at least 8 big pieces left, right?
Next time I'm crashing that party, I'm telling you.
It's like 10 seconds to break?
Yeah.
And it's a hard break.
We got to time it out, baby, so we got it.
Okay, we'll be back in after these 4, 3, 2, 1, and then a break. Wow, we're back. Boom, pow, shakalakalaka. No music.
Apparently, we're getting some extras for people, too. You know, some outtakes.
I see Evan's here, so maybe things are going to get fixed, probably.
Working on it. We got some callers, though, man, whenever you want to get to them, I'll tell you.
Yeah, what I think you said first up is Mark from the SAC.
Yeah, we got Mark from the SAC.
What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. Yeah, I think Gary may have had the facts wrong. I think it was a woman that was transitioning to a man that was pregnant. Because as far as I know, we don't have the technology yet to create, you know, an artificial womb.
Right.
In one, you know, and that it is, and these people just don't do this stuff on a whim. I mean, because, you know, that we don't have the medical technology yet to, you know, to turn a woman into a man and have to have a fully functional, you know, that a penis that functions like a male's, you know, a born male's penis does yet. I mean, it's a different kind of surgery. I can't remember. I had read some of the details about it years ago, but the fact of the matter is that we're ignorant about it. A lot of us are ignorant about human sexuality because they don't want to teach that anymore in school. I mean, let's remember, Wanker and company actually got rid of a lot of the sex education in school because they, you know, that for some reason I think if people don't know about it, they're, you know, kids don't know about sex, they're not gonna have it. Well, that's just asinine on the face of it. That it's a fraction of 1% of the people that are born with a different identity, gender identity than their physical body. And so why do we need to worry about isolating those people and making those people uncomfortable? Because we should just accept everybody for what they are. I mean, it's a freedom of choice issue as far as I'm concerned. I mean, people that just do that on a whim. I mean, from what I have read, I mean, people just do not do that on a whim. I mean, we have no choice on our sexuality. I mean, that whether we're gay or not. I was attracted to girls from quite early on, so I knew what my sexual identity was, you know, fourth grade probably. You know, that I was interested
third in grade
girls.
For me. I was kissing a girl in front of me and behind me, Candy and Susie. Yeah.
It is just, why we need to try to isolate those people, because those people feel isolated. Because society, we have people in society that condemn people that are transsexual or even gay people, that condemn those people, say they're awful, they're horrible, they're sinful and all this. You isolate those people, you make them feel the other, and no wonder they're committing suicide at a much higher rate. I mean, anytime you put that kind of onus on people, it's going to have that effect. And a book I would suggest that Gary actually read, and all those guys read Ursa K. Le Guin's book, The Left Hand of Darkness, and it addresses some of these issues in kind of a different way. But try reading it. I mean, that it's worth reading. And again, she brings up the whole that in the English language we don't have a neutered pronoun for his and hers or he or she. We don't have a neutral word for that. Well, there's other languages that do. I think Persian is one that has or doesn't have the the sex built into the word to refer to another human being. Because we're used to an English language, we say he or she or him or her, and but that's just the limitation of our language. I mean, we're all human beings, for one thing, and that we need to recognize that. I mean, that and that's recognize the humanity in our fellow man.
Yes, and thank you for that call. And I'll tell you what, I'm not much on reading, Mark. I just don't, you know. I'm more of a talker, but I walk it, too. And why would I have an issue with someone that's transgender? Are they, like, out there with assault rifles, you know, like the alpha males that are killing everybody around? I don't like guys quite a bit of the time. At least half of them, right? Got to be at least half because, yeah, you know, it's mostly the white males that keep Republicans in power. Yes, yes, and I know why. It's not superiority, guys. It's based on your inferiority and your ignorance and your inability to make really good decisions for the future of the planet. And hopefully you don't have children and grandchildren at stake because you're not doing much for them. They'll probably spit on your grave someday.
Hey, some of the countries that are doing best right now, what do they all have in common?
They got women running the country, yeah. And they're like, oh, and there's like socialist. Oh, yeah, where everybody, yeah, you know, has equal access to everything. That's what socialism is. That's where everybody has an opportunity to that. Oh, that great American dream. Who's next? Joe?
North and South Joe.
North and South Joe. What's happening? Hey, Lake Mead's almost gone, brother.
Yeah, absolutely, man. And we're still not working on desalinization plants, so never mind anything. We got to mail all of our money to Ukraine and satisfy all the Putin dysmorphia munchkin people that we have in the Democrat Party. The militarized radical wing has taken over. It's the only thing that stands small. Everybody else is sitting down. I got some criticisms for Gary and also for us. We're on the supermajority side of every damn thing that was discussed, whether it was you talking about the race issue. Supermajority of people support you, your position, and what we advocate for on this radio show, many of us at least, minus all the Putin derangement syndrome. But falling into Gary's trap of the moral policing. You know, we got to stop biting that crap because we're fighting for this little sliver of pie in terms of interest. Nobody is with him, okay? And by the way, we encourage people to get the hell out of this country because we're not doing anything as Democrats.
Did you just see that all the IT people out in California moving to Mexico?
No.
Yeah, yeah. There's just this mass migration of all this technology. You know, people that, you know, the smartest people out there are leaving the Silicon Valley for Mexico, which is where my son and his family is right now, because it's just not this nationalist pressure that's going on here, man. It is. It's like the we're a fascist nation, and we're halfway there, man.
I just want to chime in, one more thing, man, is, you know, we have the supermajorities. You know, L.A. Tom calls in once in a while, and I always love how he says we the people are the government. But we the people are the government, and we've expressed ourselves through these supermajorities, whether it's single payer, getting rid of corporate dominance in our elections. You run right down it. But you know what? When we get bogged down, like hanging out with Gary's cerebral menu of abortion, CRT, and any other BS thing you can come up with, and nothing about capitalism. But yet we're not pushing them because these guys are straight up. I despise Republican politics, but don't tell me that this country's purple. Supermajorities say otherwise. And let's just be careful of, you know, falling into Gary's moral policing when he can't even won't step up to the pump in any sort of way to ever stop a school shooting. He'll just sit there, you know, throw his hands up in the air and just like more guns. Half of this country doesn't have any money in the bank. What sort of plans you got for that, Gary, Mr. Capitalism? Or is it more moral policing? Is it because he didn't make right choices? You know what? You can't have these supermajorities doing so bad in a capitalistic, we're a mixed economy. They don't even acknowledge that. We've got a lot of people on Medicare right now. It's socialism.
Let me tell you something, Joe, about you know, how tough it is to live and work in America. I mean, having cancer and getting a disability check and having insurance and, you know, fortunately being able to be at my mom's house, I've never lived better. That's how you, that's the American dream now. You got to get cancer and be able to, you know, still function and work part time. Then you'll be all right.
Oh, dude, that's rough, man. That's all right.
I laugh because I'm like, I don't, you know what? I don't want for much. I don't have much, and I'm not going to have much because I know what the hell I'm doing, man. I share everything I got. Everything that I got, you know, my nuts to the, hey, I was feeding a squirrel at the Capitol this week. It took the almonds right out of my hand in its mouth. It was really cool.
Hey, man, I'll tell you what, I just applaud that, and it's a nice fresh breath, but I got news for everybody, man, is like, in this period of defeat, like, we're eating it hard on court decisions. We're eating it hard. Biden sucks. We told them that they'd suck. But you know what? We've been pushing unionization in this country. We've got some bright spots. It's time that we start earning it and start speaking for the working class, not just this red versus blue, like you say. Just to back you up on that, this is a working class issue. And when we start changing Gary's subject and having him comment on other things, we're going to start getting somewhere. But maybe not. Maybe Gary's unreachable. Go for the other 100 million people in this country that don't vote. Dude, have a really good weekend, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, thank you. And you know what? Trump still really sucks. You know why he sucks so much? Or how bad he sucks? Man, I voted for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. Segment of the fastest hour in radio. Nothing but the dog and me was the reason why those two cats from that cemetery that got dropped off were rescued by my new friend. Was already friends on Facebook, but Jason Smith, thanks for collecting those two cats. And maybe you're listening to the show because I turned you on to it too. All you got to do is tell people we're out here and we're expanding, right? This is just, it's exciting, you know, knowing that the right-wing radio is going to have to deal with left-wing radio as far as I'm on here. I don't know. We'll see. Hey, we got somebody waiting in the wings, so. Andy and Beaver Dam, thanks for holding.
Hey, Pizza Box, I saw George Clinton four times in the last 20-some years, so.
I'm envious.
It's cool. Another thing, too. I hope you're going to be down at Hawks on the second. I hope you can make it or get down there, and because I want to see you or talk to you or something. So,
well, why don't you call Crudy and tell him that you want me to be, you know, to like a segment on the down at the bar in the live show?
Well, that's right. That's what we should do.
Hey, it's been a while since I've been done a segment with those guys. We've been a lot of places. Right, well, I mean, I was in La Crosse when Obama was there, and I was like, hey, man, what'd you guys think about meeting Obama? And they were like, aw. Because I did, and they were just, I know how to rub it. Hey, go ahead. What'd you have to say today?
What I really wanted to say was, you know, you got in the last 10, 20 years or whatever, but you got guys like Scott Walker, divide and conquer, and you got Trump with, you know, supporting the white supremacist groups and stuff like that.
You can't prove that.
Right. It's just like, well, what I'm saying is, it's, you know, that all this trying to break everything apart, and then we're all, you know, throwing stones at each other where we're really basically, if we can somehow find common things that we all appreciate and that we don't have to worry about, you know, whether when is a baby or, or whatever, all the other stuff. I mean, you know, we can concentrate on what's ultimately important, you know, and that's, you know, I mean, coming together is ultimate, you know. Lately we've been just torn completely apart and it's all a mess, but anyway, that's about it. So we'll talk to you later.
I wouldn't be surprised if I see you next week, but I think that's a ridiculous idea of yours. I'd rather have common stones and just keep throwing them at each other. Oh, I will not be the first one to cast a stone, but I'll have a couple in my pocket just to make sure. Hey, how'd you like somebody throwing apples, picking apples off you? I don't know why I thought of that, but that's all I've got left is just movies and cartoons and music and... You know, it's like those videos with, I think it's Al Jarreau, where he's walking around, the bluebird's flying around and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, that's where I'm at right now. I just need to get a little bit higher concentration of THC to get to that max level, right, where I'm actually flying. No? Have you ever even tried smoking marijuana in your life? No.
No.
Oh.
No.
To me... That's like when I met kids in college and I hadn't been around too much, you know, some different cultures, but a really neat guy that was next door, really smart guy too, but he was Orthodox Jew, right? And I'm like, what, you've never had bacon or ham, right? And he's like, no. And I just kind of freaked the way I just freaked on you for that.
Okay.
It just seems weird because I've done so much of both.
I have had bacon and ham. I mean,
right? So at least we just got to finish you off then, man. Get you.
I'm with you there.
Wait till
I'm
the kids are gone, moved out. Wait till your wife says, honey, I think we should try this. You need to really chill out, man. It's been a rough, it's been rough.
I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm good. Hey,
it's more for me, man.
Yeah. You know, like, here's one of the things that I really appreciate about you is just, you know, you roll with any caller pretty much, and you give them a chance to
most
say
right?
things, right? But also at the same time, when they step too far out of bounds, you're willing to say, okay, that's enough.
And hey, man, you know, and I don't have the cutoff button here right now, so I've been letting it roll, but nobody went too far. You know, I mean, even Gary, you know, that's something that he's been following and focused on, and I don't know why, you know. I would not want to watch a debate between two loons like that when I can just drive up north to a peaceful lake and listen to a couple loons up there, right? That's more my speed.
you know Earl, the Earl Ingram show, right? You know Earl, right?
Sure, but I don't even think I have him on, or I can follow him on Facebook. But I used to call Earl, but I mean, now I'm on a different, I don't know, different path or whatever, so I don't get to hear Earl as much. Is he still in the morning?
Yeah, he is. And you know,
and I'm listening to Matt a lot in the morning, and other times I'm just like, you know, catting and drinking coffee and watching the news.
I caught a show, you know, this Thursday, and he was talking about some of the things going on places and how extreme stuff has gotten, and just how, you know, there used to be kind of this idea of, in the public eye, if you said something like people are saying now, like all people, you know, doctors who, like he was talking, referencing a school board person or a candidate in Florida who said, you know, if these doctors that help trans kids or treat trans kids with medications and or other procedures, that they should be hanging from trees. And he's just talking about the language, and he, and the whole idea is, I mean, you would say that 5-10 years ago, you'd be out. Like your party would say, or whoever was backing you would say, like, no, you got to step out. And now these people are being championed, and it's just feeding like this extreme, you know, rhetoric that gets people all whipped up and gets them dialed in on these little minute issues. And then they're not thinking about the big picture and the big issues that affect all of us all the time. And I think the resolution comes when we can get back to some of that bigger picture thinking. But you know the parties, and especially the GOP, wants people to zone in on these hot buttons, right? So they can just keep them on that and keep them distracted from the fact that they're not doing jack about all the big issues.
Well, that's one of the reasons why it's not like I'm missing anything by not hearing Earl, because they're like almost every issue, Earl and I have been on the same page for, you know, probably since we were born. Yeah. He's a little bit older than me, but I grew up in an age where ignorance was not taught in my house, you know? It just wasn't. And my mom and dad made sure that we experienced being around people from different cultures and, you know, got to see kids from different cultures come to our house. And that's where it's at, okay? And you're not going to be able to change me. Hey, you can't teach an old dog new tricks, especially when they're been right most of their life about the issues. Huh?
Isn't that it? You can't teach an old dog new tricks, and you shouldn't teach a new dog old tricks.
Well, I guess, yeah. Well, unless the old tricks are, you know, the same tricks I'm using. I guess it all depends on the tricks.
Oh, man. The division is really taking a toll on me trying to keep up with this stuff, and I know you're able to kind of roll with it and laugh some things off, because it's laugh or cry at some points.
Well, you listen, today, I'm going to admit it. I mean, I was driving this morning and early, and I couldn't help but cry.
Yeah.
And then, you know, about an hour or two later, couldn't help but cry again a little bit. But see, I know that I have to do that in order to get, you know, to heal.
Yeah.
You have to. And the thing is, the more you do that, I hate to say it, the more normalized you are to all this terror, right? Isn't that what this show is about? But it's not that way for me. That's why I cry. And I, things that didn't, I never thought about, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago, now are center stage. You know, life is precious. And I mean, like, hey, there's a bug in the bird bath. I'm going to save him because he can't get out. I mean, I did that this week. No, it's not crazy. There ain't enough bugs as it is. There's not enough birds. There's not enough. And the animals moving into town because you just keep going out and tearing up their land, man. I'm seeing old farmland from when I was a kid, and it'd been there for, you know, a couple century at least before I came around, right? In these families. And it's all going to like subdivisions and stuff now. Oh, this place used to be called Eggleston's Woods. Oh, Eggleston's Woods is gone. We're going to build houses here. And you're just like, oh. I used to run track and cross country practices through these hills and trails, you know, that are now just all gone.
I knew you were a track guy. So what did you think of Holly's running form?
Oh, man, I think he could never get away from me, even at 61 and missing a kidney and sciatica and stuff. Oh, yeah, I'd run right over the top of him. And then maybe, you know, he's just such a coward.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with all this. You know, the people that call in and talk against transgender and stuff, those are the people I got an issue with, man. Those are the ones that are doing all the stuff that's just making life miserable for everybody, because they're miserable bastards, man. And I'm not. Neither is Jason. And we're already done, man. Yeah, thanks for tuning in again to Outside the Pizza Box on Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And also on 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw, caw-caw, in Waukesha. Yeah, man, head over heels. Every day, more and more head over heels in love with every living creature that I see, man. Worms. You know, not mosquitoes. Just not mosquitoes. It's like, you know, that's like voting Republican in my world. I'm not going to do that. Blood-sucking bastards. We'll see you next week. Thanks.